this is a dictation by Eulalia Inge. EULALIA INGE. Date of birth is 5/27/71. Date of accident 3/20/2022. Date of service is 9/7/2023. The patient is here for a evaluation and follow up visit. He was last seen on 8/9/2023. Patient report that her shoulder is improving. She can move up to 140 degrees of abduction and flexion without any pain. She also reports 60% improvement in her symptoms for pain, although the pain in the neck and the lower back still is around up to 7, and pain shooting down to the both posterior legs is 7. The patient reports that she is feeling depressed and she wants to see a psychiatrist. She also wants a compounding cream that does help her. She's okay to sleep with the medication help, and shoulder has improved 75%. She still wants to continue her physical therapy to relieve all this pain. In fact, she doesn't want any injection treatment or any surgical consultation at all. She wants to continue only conservative treatment with physical therapy. Her pain level is reported to be 7, with ADLs being reported at 7. 60% improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the chart for the rest of the ADL system review and the additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. The physical examination, blood pressure is 141/89, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of July 10, 2023, dictation number 0717-022. Please make sure that the shoulder has a range of motion of 140 degrees at this time, because that's what she's reporting. 140 degrees of abduction and flexion, and the Hawking-Kennedy test is positive still. Thank you. The rest of the testing was positive. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue compounding cream consisting of ketamine, gabapentin, amitriptyline, baclofen, cyclobenzaprine, diclofenac sodium and lidocaine 5%, as well as naltrexone 0.5 milligram daily. Her MAPs were reviewed, labs are reviewed. She is continuing physical therapy for the neck, lower back and right shoulder 2 times per week, along with traction massage and etc. Home exercise, yoga has been discussed with her. Role of the injection treatment has been discussed at length. She is not interested. Surgical consultation she doesn't want. She is allowed to work on a light duty 6 hours, 6 days with 0 pounds. Nifty limit. She is also referred to a chiropractor. Medication are provided Mobic 7.5 twice a day, Ultram 50 milligram twice a day PRN for pain relief. Wellbutrin XR is provided 150 milligram twice a day for depression and anxiety. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. Lyrica is provided for pain relief 50 milligram twice a day. And other than that, there's no other major issues. She's referred to a psychiatrist and also psychological therapy and counseling, as well as to the psychiatrist. She can also go to a neurologist if she wants to. Thank you very much.